In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Thank you so much for your participation, all of our evangelists this morning. Years and years ago, at the initiation of Holy Week at Palm Sunday, there was the Liturgy of the Palms, but the Passion Gospel was not read, and so consequently, it was read during the course of the week, but most of the congregation were working people, and so they didn't get a chance to hear the Passion. So the practice was reversed, and so Palm Sunday, it became a standard in the church to read the Passion Gospel so that the congregation might have a sense of how the week of Jesus went, not just show up on the Palm Sunday and then show up on Easter Sunday, but really to become intimately connected with what Jesus did in the course of his Holy Week. I'll give you an example. When Jesus approaches the city, his excited disciples and his followers, they took palms and their cloaks and they laid it down in front of Jesus. And Jesus was riding on a foal. He was a small burro. And when a king in the old days, in ancient times, when the king would visit the city, if he showed up in front of your city on a horse, that wasn't good news. A horse was a beast of war. The symbol that the king would have if he showed up in front of your city on a horse was that he was there to punish traitors. He was there to deal consequences, to mete out punishment on that city. Frequently, it would be a city in rebellion. So that's not good. But to have your king show up on a small foal, on a colt, on a burro, that was an agricultural animal. It was a symbol of prosperity. The king was there to honor faithful citizens. He was coming to pay tribute to faithful retainers. That he was there to share in the joy of their festivals. It would be a great and a splendid time for everyone. Hosanna! Celebrate. It's a great occasion. And so from there, we have Jesus greeted and acknowledged as King. And the wonderful festival is ahead. Good times. And then as we move through this week, we will participate in the events of the last days of Jesus, from which he goes from King, Hosanna, to shouts of crucify him. It would be incredible, a week of an incredible turnabout and betrayal. However, would it happen? In that first reading from Isaiah, it's a sort of a prophecy of the week ahead of us as well. I stood there and gave them my back to be beaten. They plucked out my beard. In the ancient Near East, a man's beard was a symbol of virility. It was a symbol of his manhood. When you see pictures of Abraham, and you see pictures of Isaac and Jacob, they're full of beard. They're patriarchs. They're mighty. And this plucking of the beard, I was just reading yesterday about Shalmaneser, the Assyrian emperor who besieged Judah, besieged the countryside in his day and age, a fearsome warrior. And he took the city of Lachish, which was a fortified city near Jerusalem. He sort of paid tribute to himself in the temple of Ashurbanipal in Nineveh, the capital of Assyria. The whole siege is written out in pictograms with a language called cuneiform. And so what would happen was they would show up with a horse and troops and offer the city a chance to surrender. When the city didn't, they were put in rebellion. And so they would mount siege equipment and they destroyed the city. And then the heads of the rebellion were taken outside. And they got giant staves and they would run them through, the leaders of the rebellion, they ran them through with giant staves and then tipped them up like this. But before they did that, to put them on display, they stood there and ripped out their beard and disfigured their faces and then left them on poles hanging there in warning, this is going to happen to you if you resist me. An ultimate disfigurement. They ripped out my beard. And Jesus himself would have his beard ripped out. He would be raised up, not on a stake like Shalmaneser, but he'd be raised up on a cross. A disfigured and humiliated slave. You couldn't even recognize him as a human being. How did that happen? How did we go from Hosanna to Golgotha in the space of a week? Just a stunning, stunning reversal. But spoiler alert, the cross will not have the last word in all of this. Spoiler alert, death will not have the last word. But it is going to be a week of stunning reversals and betrayals. So buckle your chin strap. We start today. Amen.